I used to use this song. And I love this song. So this was Joan Jett's request on the program. Oriole fan Joan Jett.
And you have to fulfill a request from Joan Jett.
I'll do anything Joan Jett tells me to do, quite frankly. I will. I don't even know if I want to talk to Joan Jett. I might just want to listen to Joan Jett for the next 30 minutes. But I'm going to have the honor tomorrow night. Joan Jett is not only playing in Baltimore. She's playing in Dundalk, my hometown. She's playing my hometown fair that I've been getting drunk at since, quite frankly, the time I was about 12 or 13. And I'll be in the beer garden not only tonight for Dennis DeYoung, but I'll be back tomorrow. And no offense, I was a much bigger Styx fan in 1980 than I was a Joan Jett fan, but I'm a bigger Joan Jett fan now. And I am honored to have Joan back on the show. And I'm going to talk a little Orioles and a lot of rock and roll with the great Joan Jett. Joan, welcome back to Baltimore. What's up?
Oh, how you doing?
How are you?
It's great to be back.
You know it's going to be 105 tomorrow here. You know that, right? 105 degrees.
Well, you know what? I'm looking for a good sweat, so I can't wait.
Now, you are an Oriole fan, and I was having lunch with somebody today, and they didn't know
fanatic.
You were an Oriole fan. Fanatic. Well, fanatic, short for, right? And I know 98 Rocks had you on. I've had you on this show. I've been doing this 21 years now. But I will never forget the first day I toured Camden Yards. You were there touring Camden Yards when the media was touring it. You were in, like, a dress. You weren't in the usual Joan Jett leather thing. But I thought, man, this is how big of an Oriole fan Joan Jett is, that she's touring Oriole Park at Camden Yards. I think you're, like, the only celebrity Oriole fan. So this year's been great for anybody that's an Oriole fan, huh?
Well, first, I got to say, it couldn't have been a dress. It had to be like an Oriole jacket tied around my waist because I don't wear dresses.
Well, you wore something nice that day. You weren't in the rock and roll garb.
A long T-shirt. Maybe I was dressed up, but I don't wear dresses. So.
You've never worn a dress?
Oriole game.
Never? It wasn't a game. It was just like sort of a media thing, you know?
Right. I remember, yeah. It was awesome, but no, I wouldn't have been in a dress.
So all this suffering we've done, you know, the Orioles are decent now, finally.
The Orioles are what?
I said the Orioles are better now.
It is really exciting this season, although I'm having a little bit of nervousness at the moment. You know, I don't like them losing. I'm sure nobody does. But, you know, I'm excited because I think the team is great, and I love Buck Showalter. I think he is the kind of manager that can really keep guys' heads in the game. And, you know, that's what you need to do is fight through these times when nobody's hitting. You know, I mean, you're getting a good enough pitching where if the guys are hitting, we can win some of these games. But, you know, they'll come around, and I'm not worried about it.
When's the last...
I live in New York.
Right.
I live in New York, okay? So I can't wait to be able to, you know, have the battle.
When is the last time you lived in Maryland or lived in Baltimore? I mean, I guess living in New York and being a rock and roll, living that rock and roll lifestyle, baseball is a lot easier to access now if you're addicted to a team because baseball is everywhere and you can get it on the internet. We didn't have these luxuries back in the 80s.
Right, and I follow the Orioles, and I'm going to be watching the game on my iPad tonight, backstage before I go on stage, so... I used to live in Rockville, and my father and used to take my brother and sister and I to games. We went to about 10 while I lived in Maryland, and I lived in Maryland from age 8 to 13. But my first game was Jim Palmer against Catfish Hunter. I was 13 rows behind home plate, and Jim Palmer threw a no hitter. That was my first game, so. That's what I mean by Oriole fanatic. You know, you can't set the bar higher, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny because I think everybody that knows anything about the Orioles, that knows about rock and roll in the 80s and your career knows that you were there. And that's a kind of a famous story of you attending the Palmer no-hitter. Joan, I'm now 43 years old. I've been to, you know, probably 1,500 baseball games in my life, and I've never seen a no-hitter. Did you have any idea how special it was when you were a kid?
Well, yeah, my dad was explaining it to me, and I was a baseball fan at the time, so I did recognize that it was a very special occasion. But as you go through history now, you know, as as you're able to reflect back, especially the caliber of team and the caliber of the pitching that Jim was going against, and certainly the Oriole pitchers at the time. When you talk about 4 20-game winners on that team, and that you'll never see that kind of thing again. So it's pretty incredible to have been able to see that part of baseball when teams are playing like that.
When's the last time you got to a game, Oriole game? You check them out when they're playing the Yankees or the Mets up in New York?
If I'm not on the road, it's been a couple of years since I've been to a game. I've got to get to a game, and I really hope to get to one this year, hopefully down in Baltimore.
Well, you're getting down here tomorrow, and you're playing my hometown fair, the Dundalk Heritage Fair. It's going to be 105 degrees. We're looking forward to it. Tell me a little bit about your music right now and where you are. I was checking the set list out, and I am very heartened that you're going to be doing the Bad Reputation, which, by the way, was my theme song here in 2008. I want to let you know. I played your song every day on the air. I hope the ASCAP people paid you for that. And writing new music, doing new songs. What does a Joan Jett set list look like tomorrow night in Dundalk for us?
Well, we're going to be doing, obviously, a lot of hits, and we're going to be doing some fan favorites through the years that weren't necessarily top 40 hits. And then, like you just mentioned, we're working on a new album. We're in the studio. And I always like to play the new songs for people before we even record them, so you sort of have some kind of a gauge as to whether you're on the right track. I mean, it's still straight-up rock and roll, and it's... you know, the subject matter might be slightly different than what I was writing about when 20 years ago or whatever, but it's still, you know, it's still, I think, very relatable.
I think it's interesting how much the record business has changed and the music business has changed over the years. I mean, you're talking about watching an Oriole game on your iPad, you know? I mean, for the old people like us, you know what I mean? To think that we would have this little device in our pocket that would have every song we've ever had that it's a click away, it really is kind of amazing. And I guess it makes your music even more vibrant for younger people to get turned on to it because it's so easily accessible. You don't have to put a dime in the record machine anymore. It's just you hit the iPod and you can have Joan Jett or anything else you want these days.
Right, but also people have so many choices that, you know, you don't want to get lost in the shuffle. So it's, it's always the thing is to try to differentiate, I guess, yourself from other people or just give them a reason as to why they should come and see you. So I think just have a good time.
Right,
you know,
on.
People know what we do, I think. And we had a couple of years ago, there was a movie that came out about my first band, The Runaways. Kristen Stewart, who of Twilight fame, played me. And, it really opened up a lot of the younger kids to the Runaways music, which I've actually noticed in the audiences. You get a lot of teenage girls in the crowd and stuff, which is really fulfilling because it took that long. But, the kids want to play rock and roll.
Well, I think there's a second life to everything, and I think a song like I Love Rock and Roll obviously gets played a whole lot, but you even did, I remember ESPN was using the Mary Tyler Moore song remake for their women's basketball and different stuff, and that was maybe 10 years ago or whatever, but it gave a whole second life to not only a song, but also to you, and I think a pretty cool message for people as well.
Totally. I think that was, for the women's college basketball Sweet 16, I believe.
Yeah.
You just have to, if you can stay in there long enough and keep fighting and stay out there. And we've always been on the road, really, all the time. That's what I do every year. I don't sit back and do nothing or go on vacation or anything. I just go out on the road and try to stay out there.
Well, I hope you bring us the rock and roll tomorrow, man. We're really looking forward to seeing you. I know I'm really gassed up about you playing my hometown and the festival, which is why we called to try to get you on. I don't even do radio every day anymore. I retired a few years ago. Just happened to be here today. I said, get Joan Jett on.
Oh, wow.
We found Julie. We found you. And I really appreciate you taking a couple minutes. I didn't realize you were playing in Minnesota tonight. Is that right?
Yeah. So we'll be heading to you early in the morning.
All right. We'll get in here tomorrow.
Yeah, dress lightly.
I might not dress at all, Joan.
That's fine. Just Make sure it's cool with the cops.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night in Dundalk. Rest up, play well, and hey, if you wake up on Sunday morning in Baltimore, maybe you can take in the Orioles and the Indians on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They are home.
But I do have a gig, so I don't know what time our flight is. I have a gig, so I have to fly someplace else, but... If I'm around, you bet I'm going to do that.
It's always another gig when you're in the rock and roll band. Joan Jett of Joan Jett and the Black Hearts. Joan, thank you very much for taking a couple minutes and checking in. We'll see you tomorrow night. We're real excited about it.
My pleasure. Go O's. Thank you.
Go O's, she says. Good job. Nice. Thank you, Joan Jett. I want to play another Joan Jett song on the way out of here because I had this because I hate myself for loving her, but I do.